This podcast is presented to you by SatelliteToday.com, the leading online source for business news and competitive analysis in the satellite-enabled communications market.
Hi, this is Julie Samuel, managing editor of ES Satellite Magazine and online producer of SatelliteToday.com. I am reporting from NAB 2008, and I'm sitting here on the show floor with Vicky Walker, Senior Vice President of Global Marketing for Intelsat. Thank you very much for spending some time with us today.
Thank you, Julie.
Would you like to say a few words about Intelsat before we get started?
Sure. Most folks know that Intelsat is the largest provider of fixed satellite services. We have 53 satellites circling the globe today, and we provide both video contribution and distribution, which we're talking about here at the show at NAB, and also data services, cellular backhaul services, services for internet service providers around the world.
So where do you see growth for the company over the next couple of years?
Tremendous amount of growth in our media business on the back of the explosion of HD channels and new content for those HD channels. There's also growth from the standpoint of new platforms. IPTV is a very exciting area for us and one where we're experiencing some growth right now. There's a tremendous amount of deregulation around the globe. We're seeing new DTH licenses in Africa, in South America. That's causing a tremendous amount of growth. And with that, we see globalization of the content. So we see developing areas that are interested in getting international content, or we see operators who are providing content from a home territory into a territory where there's a community from their nation.
How do you think the deregulation is going to help your business, in particular in Africa or Asia?
Well, we're very supportive of a healthy and competitive environment, and in many places in the world, Africa is one of them. New DTH licenses are being provided. There have been five new DTH licenses provided in South Africa alone. So very vibrant community in the media services business beginning to offer new content to new areas. We also see new DTH operators in Eastern Europe where there are, again, deregulation, new licenses being offered, and also in South America.
You have a background in telecommunications. How do you think this will help you pioneering the growth for the satellite industry and look at new business opportunities for Intelsat?
One of the things that was exciting to me in my background in telecommunications was the offering of managed services and bundling of services with partners. And we see that in the satellite industry really growing right now. Our managed services business for data services in particular, combination of satellite and our terrestrial infrastructure, has been a major growth area for us with corporate networks or internet service providers. We also see growth in terms of bundled services and new capabilities, and our IPTV platform is a major area there. I think one of the most interesting customers is one that we're announcing at the show, Wave Entertainment. Wave Entertainment is providing TV to cruise ships, and both HD and SD, and through an IP format, first time this has been done to ships around the world. So very interesting application and use of new technology.
Are you looking for more partnerships in the IPTV field?
We actually have a business-to-business wholesale model for our IPTV platform. So we have offered services to Avail Media, who is our first customer, and Wave Entertainment, who's our newest customer. We provide the platform. They provide whatever conditional access systems they would like to use, whatever middleware they would like to use. Ours is an open platform. It's a key differentiator for us because many times these businesses that are providing new services, rural telcos, for instance, either already have a conditional access system, they don't want to start with a new one that their provider is insisting that they use, or they want to be able to choose their own that are appropriate for whatever their application. We serve not only rural telcos, but multi-housing dwelling units or the hospitality industry via this IPTV platform.
How about the video market? It's been a main revenue generator for a lot of satellite operators. In your view, are there any markets or video services that are untapped?
Well, tremendous growth, I mentioned, around the world in terms of deregulation and direct-to-home content. So you see a number of emerging markets in Africa, in the Middle East, in Eastern Europe, where there are going to be new operators, new content. I think that's an emerging area. Mobility is another one. We're starting to see cellular operators offering mobile services, and then the mobile services in planes and on ships. So lots of growth in terms of mobility as well for both data services and increasingly for video services.
Going back to TV, has the take-up of HD services outside the United States been disappointing, in your opinion?
I don't think it's disappointing. I think it's one of those times when you have a change in technology and no one knows exactly where the tipping point is. I don't think anybody would argue that we aren't going to see major growth of HD channels over the next 5 to 10 years, but I don't think anybody knows exactly when the inflection point is. We've seen it start to really accelerate in the U.S. It's accelerating in Europe. Here at the show, we're announcing a new customer providing HD services, that's Rainbow Network Services, and we're excited to bring them on board. They're providing HD content to North America. But you can talk to many different analysts, and the projections range from big to bigger in terms of how many new channels we'll see by 2010. Some are predicting as many as 500 new channels in HD by 2010.
So when HD becomes a mass market service in the U.S. and internationally, what do you think this is going to mean for your business?
Well, it means growth. HD is obviously pretty capacity hungry, but it also means that we have new capabilities and new requirements to deliver services cost effectively. It's one of the reasons that we're very supportive of MPEG-4, because it provides additional compression and high quality for both HD and SD channels, and provides more efficient use of the capacity. So very cost-effective capability to provide HD services. All of the content providers that are looking to provide HD services are looking at their business models to see how they're going to provide more channels in HD. Some of the really interesting studies in terms of user behavior show that once you get above a certain number of HD channels, people start using that as where they begin in their viewing. They set their favorite channels in the HD part of the channel spectrum and will scan that first once they get a core number of video channels. That's a really important behavioral change in consumers. I know I do that with my own cable service. And once the majority of people start doing that, you have a great deal of need for and desire for and appetite for more and more HD, and an expectation that the channels that we watch every day will begin to be higher quality and high definition.
Well, is there anything else that you'd like to tell us about Intelsat today?
I think what we're really excited about is the growth that we see in the business. From a media perspective, we've talked a lot today about HD, but in terms of the globalization of content, as markets emerge, as you see some of these new DTH operators coming up, there becomes an appetite for international content in these new emerging markets. Conversely, in developed markets like the United States, like Europe, you see an appetite for ethnic communities to have services from home. So they're importing the content from their home markets. All of this is providing a much richer capability and much richer content, and it's fueling a tremendous amount of growth, and we're very excited to be able to serve that on a global basis with 53 satellites around the Earth.
Great. Thank you very much, Vicky, for spending some time with us today, and we wish you a very successful show.
Thank you, Julie.
This podcast has been brought to you by the editors of SatelliteToday.com. For more podcast interviews and satellite communication news and analysis, visit us online at www.satellitetoday.com.